something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message Christ Consciousness.
Hallelujah. Let me show you something. Turn to the book of Romans. Oh, glory to God. You quote the scripture all the time. It's in Romans chapter 8 and verse 28. And we know that all things, oh, glory to God. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Now, that's a Christ consciousness. I want to explain something to you, and I want you to follow this. We're going to deal with this. It's a series of teachings. We're going to have several services on this. But so I'm going to pick on a lot of stuff that we will look at in detail later. But try to catch everything we've got to share now, because this is important. This is the introductory part of it. Now, look at this verse. He says, and we know that all things work together. Paul says, we know. The Greek word there is not gnosis. Gnosis is scientific knowledge. Mental apprehension of a subject. Scientific knowledge. That's not what he's talking about. And he's not talking about ginosko, which is revelation knowledge. But that revelation knowledge doesn't mean that you have come to know. In an awareness, when you become aware, you are at home with it. So he says, he uses the word idol. We know, we are aware. What a consciousness. This is Christ consciousness. The consciousness of supernatural ability, the consciousness of the fact that you can never be disadvantaged. I want you to understand where we come from. Are you following this? I said, Jesus was a master. He was a master of thought. He was a master of words. He was a master of deeds. Jesus was a complete and absolute master. Fearless. He could not be disadvantaged. You couldn't put him in a situation where he was disadvantaged. It was impossible. Why? He had a consciousness. He said, I and my Father are one. What a consciousness. Think of what he knew. I and my Father are one. Ah. He says, I am the light of the world. In other words, hello everybody, follow me. How many of us can talk like that? A lot of us have never even dared think about ourselves the way God thinks about us. And yet the Bible says, ye are the light of the world. How many times have you said, I am the light of the world? No, you think, that's Jesus, not me. That's why you might be the way you are, because you haven't come to Christ consciousness. Christ consciousness is expressed. He says, I am the light of the world. I show you the way. That's it. I light up the darkness because I am the light of the world. Oh, I wish you could talk like Jesus. You know, when you talk like him, others will accuse you of being braggadocious. But you don't have to care. You have come to a realm of Christ consciousness. Hallelujah. I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. Look at this. He says, we know that all things work together. We are aware, we are conscious that all things work together for good. I told you before, when he says all things work together for good, he's looking at two things. First, that all things function for my good. The stars are there and they are working for my good. He says the mountains are there, they're working for my good. The plants are there, they're working for my good. All things, he says, it doesn't matter what they are, no matter the name they go by. He says their function in life, their very existence is for my good. He says, and we know, we are aware. This was what they knew that made them masters. This was why Paul was fearless like his master Jesus. We know. He says, we are aware. We don't fail. We are aware. Hallelujah. Oh, can you get that consciousness? I said, that's what he's bringing us up to. He's bringing us into a Christ life, a Christ consciousness, where you not only have the life of Christ, but you become conscious of the life of Christ. There's a big difference between them. You can have something and never use it. I said, it's like a parcel. A parcel's come to you. You know, that's ginosko. You've received it. A parcel's come to you, but you've never opened it. Open it and become aware of what it is. Woo, glory. Then you say, look what I got. Look what I got. Are you aware that all things work together for good? Is it a consciousness? Is it a consciousness? When it becomes a consciousness, it'll control your life. You talk that way. You know, a lot of people are vacillating in their communication. They say, oh, I believe, oh, I don't believe, oh, I believe, I'm trying to believe, oh, I've received, oh, I'm trying to get, oh, give me, oh, God, I receive. And then yesterday they said, I receive. Today again they say, I receive. A month's time they say, I receive. When are you going to possess your possessions? When you say you have received, then you start talking like someone who has received. 10 times you're saying, I get it, I receive it, I take it. Take what? 10 times. I receive that job in Jesus' name. Okay, if you have received it, tomorrow, don't say, I receive again. Lord, I thank you, I got it. I got it. It's mine. I'm living in it. Glory to God, I'm living in it. 3 weeks, you're saying, I receive my healing, I receive my healing, until it becomes a religion. I receive my healing, I receive the religion of I receive my healing, I receive my healing. You know, 3 weeks, you're still on it. Okay, I receive my healing. Okay, the next time, since you have received, you received it yesterday. So today, glory to God, I'm so glad about my healing. Live in the realm of your possession. You get it? We're talking Christ consciousness. Hallelujah. We know, we are aware that all things work together. When you are aware, no more confusion. No more disappointment. No more discouragement. Why? Because you are aware. You are aware. You see that? It is a knowledge. You see, when we talk of consciousness, we're talking about the knowledge of the soul. We're talking about that which the soul has possessed in its understanding, in its knowledge. The soul has taken a hold of it. I'm aware. It's like you're trying to sit down and somebody says, are you aware there's no chair under? Oh, I didn't know. And you fall down. Because you were not aware. But you are trying to sit down because you are aware there's a chair there. You are aware. So, hey. So we are seated together with Christ. And I am aware of that. You see, when you're not aware, and they tell you there's a demon-possessed person, you say, okay. You look for a way out. But when you are aware, you say, in the name of Jesus, out of you, come out. And that devil says, I'm not coming out. I'll kill you. You don't say, the devil say he will kill us. No. Fearless. Because of what you are aware of. You know, I was reading in Revelation chapter 1 and in verse 18, actually from verse 17 into 18. Can we take it? Revelation chapter 1, and I'm reading from verse 17. Have you found it? And when I saw him, John's writing, when I saw him, he's talking about when he saw Jesus. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. John says, I fell down as a dead man. And he laid his right hand upon me. Remember, this was Jesus after his resurrection and ascension into glory. All right? Now he appears to John. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not. Oh, Karoba Shandarabahai. Fear not. I am the first and the last. Hey! How could Jesus say this? He says, I am the first and the last. He didn't say this before. How come he's saying it now? I am he that liveth. I want to tell you why he said it. That's in the next verse. That's it. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have, and have, look at it, and have the keys of hell and of death. My.
We trust that you have been blessed listening to our dear man of God, Pastor Chris Oyakhilome, the president of Love World Incorporated, aka Christ Embassy. This message comes up on this dial, Diamond FM 87.5, every Sunday by 1:30 p.m. Always make it a date. God's word is God talking. Just listen, believe, and act in faith. Then your miracle is sure. This message is sponsored by Christ Embassy Southwest Zone 4, located at New Yidi Road, beside Tuil Pharmaceutical Company, Iloran, Kwara State. Our Sunday service hold are 9:00 a.m. On Wednesday, we have two services. Lunch hour service are Chandra Nual noon, evening session of 5:30 p.m. For sponsorship or inquiries,
kindly call 09021-336055.
Christ Embassy Church, giving your life a meaning.
This is the continuation of the message Christ Consciousness.
Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 1, and I'm reading from verse 17. Have you found it? And when I saw him, John's writing, when I saw him, he's talking about when he saw Jesus. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. John says, I fell down as a dead man. And he laid his right hand upon me. Remember, this was Jesus after his resurrection and ascension into glory. All right? Now he appears to John. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not. Oh, Karoba Shandarabahai. Fear not. I am the first and the last. Hey! How could Jesus say this? He says, I am the first and the last. He didn't say this before. How come he's saying it now? I am he that liveth. I want to tell you why he said it. That's in the next verse. That's it. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have, and have, look at it, and have the keys of hell and of death. My. No, you know, this kind of a thing, if I were alone, I would scatter everything like this. Fire. It's the kind of thing that makes me run in my room. Hey! Look, I want you to listen to what he said. I want you to listen to what he said. He says, I am he that liveth and was dead. Behold, I'm alive forevermore. Then he says, and have the keys of hell and of death. He tells me something. In the 17th verse, he says, fear not. I am the first and the last. He says, don't be afraid. He is the only one that has the right to tell you, don't be afraid. You know why? He says, I am the first and the last. Meaning you are in between. Hallelujah. You know what? It means your journey in life is no longer a mystery. Hallelujah. Your journey in life is not a mystery anymore. He is the first and the last. Fear not. Then he said, I am he that liveth and was dead. Behold, I'm alive forevermore. Then he says, I have the keys of hell and death. Now, I want you to understand this. I want you to look at the graduation of Jesus in his ministry. From one level of glory to another. I remember several months ago, sometime maybe last year or the previous year, I was sharing with you how that the anointing is in stages, in grades. You know, the glory of God in your life is manifested in grades. You move from one level to another. It was so in the ministry of Jesus, so in the ministry of the apostles. It is so today. It is evidently expressed in Scripture. Now, you remember, Jesus said, the Father will show him greater things than these. He said, he shall show him greater works than these that he may marvel. The Father will show him greater works. Meaning that the Father was going to take him to higher levels of the anointing. And it was evidently so. You see, he moved from turning water into wine to what? Stilling the wind and the waves. They said, the sea, the wind, obey him. He turned water to wine. Now he commands the waves of water to sleep. Then from that, he moved to the next level of walking on it. At this time, they couldn't say nothing anymore. He subdued it. He made water become whatever he wanted. Then he commanded the water to move according to his own dictates. Then he finally subdued it by walking on it. You understand what I'm talking about? He raised a child from the dead who had only died a few minutes before, maybe about an hour or two, maybe a short while, because he followed the father to the house when the father heard news that the child had died. And Jesus followed that one to the house. But before that, there were little miracles of what? Healing headaches, colds, and fever. And graduated from that to healing the deaf, the lame, the blind. Okay? Now, in raising the dead, there were graves. So first, this child that died a short while before, and followed the father to the house, and got there and raised that girl back to life. Then after that, they moved to the next one, because they thought, she just died a few minutes before he came. So he saw one that had died evidently several hours before, because they were going to bury him now. And they were moving down to the cemetery to bury him. And Jesus was walking somewhere and saw them and saw the woman crying. He told his disciples, hold on, something here. Let me tell you what Jesus was doing. He was training his own faith. He was using his faith where nobody had to mix their faith with his faith. When he turned the water into wine, he didn't need nobody's faith in it. When he talked to the winds and waves, he didn't need nobody's faith in it. When he walked on water, he didn't need nobody's faith in it. But when he got into healing the sick, it was a higher level. He needed somebody's faith. Well, in the city of Nain, when he saw that woman crying because her son had died, he went there and touched the Bible, and he said, young man, get up. The boy who was dead sat up, and he delivered the boy to the mother. That one had died several hours before. That was a greater faith than the one few minutes before. And then he said, we need another one. Charging his faith. The father said he will show him greater works than these. So he moved to the next one. Lazarus, your friend, is sick. And Jesus let him die and waited until he was stinking from decomposition. He was very dead. So Jesus went. The man had been dead 4 days. Now Jesus showed up. He didn't touch him. He was outside the cave. They said, we don't know what he did to that little girl. When he touched that girl, something happened and she got up. We don't know what he did to that boy. When he touched the buyer, he may have done something and the boy sat up. Well, Jesus now stood aloof from the cave. He said, Lazarus, come out. From inside the cave, they heard a noise. He was bound with grave clothes. But then he came hopping out, and they saw him. Jesus raised him back to life. Hallelujah. What are we talking about? There's a consciousness, and your consciousness of the kingdom of God can grow. You see that? Your consciousness can grow. Your Christ consciousness. Begin from what you know now. Ask yourself a personal question. What do I know about Christ? What am I aware of? Where can my faith start? How much of him do I know? What can I trust for? What do I truly believe about Jesus? You know, you've got to come to a personal conclusion about Jesus. You've got to know something of the Son of God for yourself. What are you aware of? What are you conscious of? What do you know? Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. This is so important in life. And I'm out of time. Mine, oh my. Oh, 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 glory to God. Christ consciousness, it'll change your life. Are you hearing me? You carry that consciousness every day. You find yourself living the supernatural life that we are called to live. You become indestructible. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Say this with me. I got the life of God in me. I got the spirit of the Son of God in me. I got the life of God in me. I walk in the glory of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory. Go ahead and worship him. Talk to the Lord.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
We trust that you have been blessed listening to our dear man of God, Pastor Chris Oyakhilome, the president of Love World Incorporated, aka Christ Embassy. This message comes up on this dial, Diamond FM 87.5, every Sunday by 1:30 p.m. Always make it a date. God's word is God talking. Just listen, believe, and act in faith. Then your miracle is sure. This message is sponsored by Christ Embassy Southwest Zone 4, located at New Yidi Road, beside Tuil Pharmaceutical Company, Iloran, Kwara State. Our Sunday service hold are 9:00 a.m. On Wednesday, we have two services. Lunch hour service are Chandra Nual noon, evening session of 5:30 p.m. For sponsorship or inquiries,
kindly call 09021-336055.
Christ Embassy Church, giving your life a meaning.